This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon. I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We do thank you for joining us. Count it a privilege of ours to come to your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. And I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Fathers, we bow before you. We come to you in the name of Jesus, in a name above every name. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to be here with the listeners. I pray, Lord, that you'd bless them for Jesus' sake. Lord, I ask you today that you'd have your will and your way during this time. Lord, and we'll give you all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. Would like to ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes, the one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the feeding centers in Romania and Bulgaria. And then if you would, just continue to pray for all of our missionaries and a very busy time of the year for them, especially in Romania and Bulgaria, as they're beginning to give out the flour and oil and the things to help the folks in those churches get through the hard part of the winter. Do want to thank each and every one of you all that have joined into this effort of getting this together for them. I appreciate the Lord taking care of this again, and we're just so grateful, and I know that they are, and want to see the Lord use it for His glory, that His Son's name would be lifted up, and we're just thankful that He's able to supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory. And as I said, I want to thank you all for the prayers and financial support for this. And then we want to go ahead and just mention also, Lord willing, this March, the last full week of the month, we'll be having camp meeting here at the Brookside Baptist Church. Seems like we've kind of been out of sorts for the last few years, ever since COVID and things. We've had different meetings, but we want to try to get back on the schedule. So I want to go ahead and announce that. I ask you to come be with us in any and all of the meetings. We'll have two services a day, one at 10 o'clock in the morning, one at 7 o'clock at night. They'll feed you in between the services, and we're looking forward to a good time in the Lord. And just wanted to mention that early in the year. So make your plans, and we're looking forward to seeing what the Lord does in 2024. So far, it's been cold and snowy, but that's okay. I was thinking about that. I told somebody the other day, I guess being a little sarcastic or whatever, but this global warming is about to freeze me to death. But anyway, I just showed you how foolish we are about some things. If you ain't careful, you'll just believe anything. Now, I will say one day the Lord's going to warm this thing up. He's going to burn it up. It's not going to be as they think it's going to be. Anyway, I'm glad the Lord's in charge, not the Republicans, not the Democrats, not the Independents or anybody else. They don't control how the climate is or anything else. The Lord, He's able to take care of that. Don't be fooled with all this stuff going on out there. And you say, well, I believe in it. Well, I'm sorry. I believe in the King James Bible, and I believe that's the Word of God. And I read over there where He's holding everything in store by His Word. And so He's able. I'll get off of that soapbox and give you our mailing address here in just a minute. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust it'll be a blessing.
If you have friends in glory land who left because of pain, there'll be no pain in glory land. His will be made up there. No graves on that bright shore. The lame in glory land will walk. The blind up there will see. The deaf in glory land will hear. The dumb will talk to me. There'll be no sun in glory land. The moon and stars won't shine, for Christ Himself is light up there. We'll live on love divine. So weep not, friends, I'm going home. Up there we'll die no more. No coffins will be made up there. No graves on that bright shore.
Amen. That's good. I appreciate these young men. I really appreciate them. I mean that. Have your Bibles tonight. Turn with me into the book of Joel, chapter 3. This has been on my heart for a while, and I'm going to preach some things tonight. It'll probably mess up all of your theories, mine too. Mess up a whole lot of stuff. We need to be messed. We're already messed up. I just might need to be straightened out on a few things. It ain't going to happen like you heard it was, like everybody told you it was. It's going to happen like God said it is. This is the Word of God. And is it going to do like He said? Now, I want to read chapter 3, the book of Joel, chapter 3 and verse 1. For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judea and Jerusalem, I will gather all nations and bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land, and have cast lots for my people. Now I hope you've done found out who I'm talking about.
Amen.
He's talking about His people.
Amen.
And He's talking about what they've done to His people. Now I'm going to skip a few verses and jump down into verse 9. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all men draw of war draw near. And let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears, and let the weak say, I'm strong. Assemble yourselves, and come all ye heathens, gather yourselves together round about thither. Cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathens be awakened, and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and for they will there will I sit judge of all the heathens round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full and the fat's overflowing. For the multitudes is for their wickedness is great. Multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Now, I've got a lot of things I'd like to read and say and preach here. Probably won't have time to do it all. Now, there's two or three things I want you to notice. And in chapter 2 of the book of Joel, he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Afterwards. Now, that afterwards, you ought to underscore that. That's after that he's brought Israel back into their own land. And after that he's destroyed the northern army. And after all of that, and that's when he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. That is not talking about Gentiles. He's talking about his people, Israel. That's who he's talking about. That's who's going to get the Holy Ghost poured on them. Now you say, well, the Bible said this is that which is spoken of by Joel the prophet in Acts 2. Yes, sir, I know that. But he didn't say this is all of it. I mean, he didn't say this is the complete thing. I mean, he didn't say I'm pouring out my spirit upon all flesh. Just 120 over there that day. Just a foretaste of what he's going to do. They're going to pour it out on Israel. That's who he promised to pour it out on. And that's who's going to get it. Wake up, Gentiles, and get ready for war. Not for peace, not for revival, but for war. And I want to tell you right now, he said after he's going to pour out his spirit, in verse 30 of chapter 2, I will show wonders in heavens and earth, blood, fire, and pillars of smoke, and sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. This is before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Now you say, we won't be here. You are here now, honey. You're here. So don't get excited. Well, you say, what the Lord? Oh, you say, preacher, are we going to have to see the moon turn to blood? Well, I don't know what you're going to see, but you're here. And don't try to get out of here till the Lord comes to get you. Amen. Now, I want to tell you something, friend. He said that in a couple of places, that he's going to do this, and I guarantee you he's going to do it. Now, he's going to pour out his, and over in Isaiah chapter 12, 13, don't turn there, but read it sometime when you go home, about the same thing that God's saying here. Now, you say, but that's going to be in the tribulation period. How do you know when the tribulation's coming? Where do you think it's going to be? I read to you where it's going to be, in the valley of Jehoshaphat. That's where you say, well, we ain't going to be in the tribulation. Who said we was? I mean, he told us to gather all of the men of war in the valley of Jehoshaphat. You know where it's at, don't you? And he's going to tell you where. I mean, if you'll read this Bible right, he'll tell you exactly what he's talking about. Bless God, we're living in the day when we ought to wake up. Now, why did he say, beat your plowshares and your pruning hooks and the swords and spears? Why? Because we're closing down all of our facilities where we make bombs and we make war materials, so we ain't going to have none. I mean, America's not got them, and nobody else is there. You know, we're making the pact with the world. Let's get rid of everything. Well, we're going to have peace. Fully on that. God said, wake them up. We're going to have war. You say, we're going to have revival. No, he said, we're going to have war. You say, preacher, but I've always thought, I can't help what you've thought, and I think you've been thinking wrong to start with. I mean, who told you that all this wasn't going to happen? When you see Jerusalem going back, you've seen it go back. You've seen Judea. You've seen all of that happen. You've seen the thing fulfilled in your eyes. You're sitting here tonight. You ought to have sense enough to wake up and say, well, those fellas didn't know what this book's saying. They didn't know because they didn't read the book. They read somebody's books. Amen. Now listen to what it said. It said, I'm going to turn the moon into blood, darkness, and in the blood, the moon, and the sun's going to be darkened. That's before the great and terrible day of the Lord. Is that what he said? Well, if that's what he said, that's what he'll do. Before that, I mean, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. That's talking to Israel. He's talking about Israel here. I'll bring all nations down and I'll bring them down in the valley of Jehoshaphat and plead with them. We're about ready. It looks to me like for the valley. I mean, we can't get along with Israel now. I mean, that fellow came over here the other day, and they didn't get him no place to stay or fix him any meals. I heard him say, now, I don't know that this is true, but they snubbed him. How do y'all tell you right now, this country is fixing to go down the drain. You take that fella over there that's over Palestine. Let me read this about Palestine. The Bible said in verse 3, and they cast lots for my people. They have given a boy for a harlot, sold a girl for wine, that they may drink. Now, who are you listening to this? Yea, and what have ye to do with me, O crying and sitting, and the coast of Palestine? I mean, who is this? Where have you been looking, and where have you been listening to? Is it not Palestine and the Palestinians that we're having problems with? Is that not who we're having problems with today? Is that not what we're fighting today? Is that not the old fellow with the checkered rag around his head running around claiming, well, he don't believe in Jesus, see? He don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He don't believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins. He don't believe that Jesus rose from the dead. He is Antichrist. Well, you like it or don't like it. Say, well, they'll sue you. They done sued one woman for saying the Muslims. A movie star, they told me that they sued her for saying the Muslims are going to cut her heads off. Well, let them sue. I mean, it's a bad situation when they can call us devils, green-eyed, blue-eyed devils, but we can't say the N-word. We can't say no kind of word. Son, it makes me sick at my stomach to think we got folks sitting here and all over the country that's scared to speak out. When if we have got freedom, let's use it. And if we ain't, go stick your head in the sand.
Amen.
Stand up for what you believe. Great God, what a crowd can come by and say, you can't call us the N-word, but we can call you a blue-eyed devil, and you ought to be killed, and you ought to be cut off from the earth. You've caused all the trouble, all you white folks. That's what Farrakhan, I heard him say it out of his own mouth by my own ears. You're sitting here thinking, well, what's he? He's the same thing that the rest of them is. He's of that crowd over in Palestine. And the Bible said, will ye render me recompense? And if you render me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own head? Because you have taken my silver and my gold and have carried them into your temples. Now let me ask you something. Who is my? When who's writing this book? God. And who's he talking about when he said it's my temple, or it's my gold, and it's my silver, and it's your temple? He sure ain't talking about his temple. They've took my gold, and they've took my silver, and they've took everything out of my temple, and they put it in theirs. Oh, but we got to build one over yonder. Honey, it's already been there for years. Been sitting right there for the Antichrist to go right in and take over.
Right.
And God said, I'm going to take care of this situation. I'm tickled tonight.
Amen.
You say, ain't you scared? Not a bit in the world. Bless God, if he can do all that,
yeah,
he can take care of a little fellow like me. If he can handle all of that crowd, great God, he ought to be able to handle the rest of us on there. You said, well, we ought to be. I thought we were going to be out of here. I don't know if I want to be out of here or not. I'd like to see it happen, bless God. I'd like to see God take care of that crowd that's killed his people, that's burnt them Jews, that's took Israel, his heritage. I'd like to stand around and wait around and see what God's going to do. No hurry, get out of here. Ain't you scared? Not a bit in the world. Not a bit in the world. You want to read this chapter sometime and just see what it said. And the children also of Judah and Jerusalem have you sold to the Grecians. I mean, up in Greece, and you've removed them far from their borders. Behold, I will rise them up out of their place, whether you have sold them, and will return the recompense upon your own head, and I will sell your sons and your daughters under the hand of the children of Judah. And who's talking about this? Who is that's going to do that? That's it. That's God talking.
Amen.
God said, I'm going to sell your children just like you sold theirs. I'm going to do it for you just like you've done it for them. It is that.
Yes, sir.
You say, well, you don't think God do that. Honey, God's going to do a lot of things.
Amen.
This stupid bunch of sitting around here thinking, well, you know, I mean, he ain't going to do that. We're going to be out of here. Hey, don't pray for that, won't you? Just lead me down here. If it's all right with you, I'd just like to hang around and see God do what he said.
Amen.
Just see him do exactly what he said. I mean, one day, way back in 1960, I preached that God, the next great revival is to Israel in a camp meeting over in the Blue Ridge camp meeting. I preached in 1960, God is not going to send a revival to America. Honey, let me tell you what's going to happen to America. We're going down the drain.
Right.
Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Somebody said, boy, they're lying up in Washington. Well, great God, what do you expect them to do? God said, because you wouldn't believe the truth, I've sent strong delusions. And you believe a lie and be damned because you wouldn't believe the truth. So if you got to believe a lie, you got to have somebody to lie.
Amen.
How can you believe one if somebody ain't lying? So God said, I'm going to send you some liars, and they're going to lie to you, and you're going to believe it, because you wouldn't believe the truth.
Amen.
So God's got it all planned out. It's pretty nice, ain't it?
Amen.
Said, well, I never heard it like that. Well, this is the first time I ever heard it like this. But this is the way it is. I believe it like this.
Amen.
This ain't the way it used to be with some of these dudes that I used to run with, but I'll sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the children of Judah, and they shall sell them to the Sabaeans, to the people afar off, for the Lord hath spoken it.
Right.
Now, if he speaks it, bless God, it's over.
Right.
Any time God speaks, you might as well forget it.
Amen.
It's done and done.
Amen.
Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Now, this ought to be preached among all this bunch of Gentiles that ain't got sense enough to know that God's still in business. Prepare war, Gentiles. Wake up the mighty men, Gentiles. That's who he's talking about. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up, all you Gentiles. I want you up here. Ain't that something? And beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears. And a plowshare, of course, most of you youngins wouldn't know what that was if I draw the map up here of it, or a picture of it. You'd say, what's that? Well, a plow is something that you turn the ground with. You put it down in the ground, and used to have horses and steers and oxen to pull them. Now we've got tractors. But anyway, it's a plow. It plows the field and turns the ground over. You know what I'm talking about. He said, take all them that you're farming with and let's beat them. Now you say, why are you going to do that? Raytheon used to make missiles. We don't need them no more. We're closing her down. It's in the paper. Closing down by June. Closing down all over this country. We're closing all of the camps down. We're getting all of the fighting men, sending them home. We don't need nobody. But I mean, we're in good shape. We got airplanes. Now, he said it's going to be a ground battle.
Amen. Yes,
sir. What he said?
Amen. You're right.
I mean, did you ever see anybody in an airplane shooting spears and swords? It's going to be swords and spears.
Amen.
Ground stuff. You say, I don't believe that. Well, read it for yourself, dummy. Don't look at me like I'm dumb. I mean, I am dumb. But there it is. Can you read? Read. And see what it says. It ain't going to be in the air. It's going to be on the ground. I mean, you ain't going to throw a spear from way up yonder somewhere in a plane down in the chimney down here somewhere.
That's over with.
In fact, I don't even know if we're going to have any planes or not. I think they're going to keep on sending everything out, and then we're going to send everything, all our work is going to Mexico or somewhere else, or China.
Amen.
Or somewhere. We ain't going to have no work. You say, oh, this country's in good shape. You're stupid, honey.
Amen.
You're crazy.
Amen.
You believed a lie, and you're being damned.
Amen.
People paid their money in and said, boy, I'm going to have my retirement. Now they're closed down, they can't get it.
Amen.
Don't you have a sense enough to wake up and see, we're not going to do all you think we are. Boy, people say, well, I'm going to draw my Social Security. You better be starting drawing pretty quick. I mean, you better draw fast, because there ain't going to be no Social Security. I mean, folks are going to have to call on God. They're going to have to trust in the Lord. And if you don't trust in God, you're going to be in bad shape, buddy. And when the fighting starts over and the war starts, down there with the swords, who carries the swords now? You know what I'm talking about. You've been listening to me preach long enough. You know who's got the swords. And they're going to cut your heads off. You know what I'm talking about. Listen what it says. Assemble yourselves and come all ye heathens. He's inviting a bunch of them, ain't he? And he said, want all the heathens. That's about everybody. Everybody's not saved, a heathen. And some that's saved act like them. I mean, it's really, when you don't believe this book, it's pitiful. I mean, take a fool not to believe what I'm preaching tonight. It's just right there in the book. I mean, I didn't write it. I'm just reading it. It says to put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. I mean, he's not talking to Israel about doing this. They ain't going to do nothing. They ain't going to have to do nothing. He told them Gentiles, you are the ones to make you some weapons. Get you some swords. Get you some staves. And get ready, you Gentiles. Now Israel, you say, well, what are they going to be doing? Sitting over watching God.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I'd like to read this again. It said, I will gather all nations, in verse 2, and bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will plead with them there for my people.
Amen.
And my heritage, Israel.
Yes, sir.
Now, if that ain't plain as day, and nose on your face, then what is? I'm going to bring you down in this valley over here, and this is for my people, Israel. My heritage, Israel. That's God's heritage.
Amen.
See, I don't like it. Well, I don't care what you like. Now I've got to hurry on. There's multitudes and multitudes in the valley of decision. You say, are they going to get saved? No, God's making the decision.
Right.
They're in the valley, and he's decided that I'm going to bring judgment on them,
Amen.
And I'm going to take care of them.
Amen.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And until next week, God bless you.